Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. When it's time for a new credit card, the best ones do way more than just buy stuff. And that's why U.S. Bank offers credit cards that make every day more rewarding. Earn cash back, score points when you shop, dine out, travel, or binge watch, or get a low intro APR. U.S. Bank credit cards were designed to fit your lifestyle. So make every day more rewarding. And check out usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
So I will say it's going to be popular. Personally, I think I'm going to pass. I'm hoping that he doesn't play. I think I'm going to pass.
I'll fade him if he doesn't play. Hello and welcome back to another episode of the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. My name is Andrew Laird, Senior Soccer Editor of RotoWire. Joined on this Tuesday, December 1st by Luis Pacheco to talk about Wednesday's Champions League slate. Luis, we had kind of a weird one today. We were talking about motivations of certain teams, and we had some that ended up going all out like we thought they might. That is not really the case Wednesday. We have a few teams, literally just like a handful at best, that have something to play for, but otherwise these groups are really top heavy, meaning the top two teams have already qualified and they're just kind of battling each other for placement. But how much are you weighing teams that theoretically have nothing to play for? I mean, even the like finishing first means you'll play a team that finished second, but in the next round, but even that, like, these are still elite teams pretty much everywhere. So like, are you putting any weight in finishing first?
Big deal. Yeah. So, it's just a matter of we saw it today, but I think we're going to see it in a bigger fashion tomorrow. It's like, we're going to see the calendar for the holiday season is packed, not only for Premier League teams, but also for all the other leagues, and if not, there is like international coming again. So, you know, you're gonna see a lot of more random lineups, like Bayern today, or even Liverpool playing Kehler, which I haven't seen in a while. So, you know, I feel tomorrow, you know, like, as you said, you know, like Juventus and Barcelona both with 12 points. I mean, Barcelona, we know Messi's not traveling, Coutinho's not traveling, and I'm not sure who else, but Ter Stegen, I'm not sure. But
Juventus only had 9 points.
Juventus had 9, yeah, but, because they lost to Barcelona, right?
Right, but Kiev and Ferencváros
the other two have one point each, right? So, yeah. You know, they need to win both games. So,
yeah. You
know, so I'm not sure if you're going to see Juventus full throttle. And honestly, like, you know, I stacked them last time and it was a disaster. Mm-hmm. And if you stack Atalanta today, probably you didn't do well, especially because, you know, Papu Gomez was out of halftime. I don't know what happened. Then Muriel wasn't pretty good.
Today was, if you told me that I got what the floors were of all my players, I would have said, I'll take that. The only one that was killer was Andrew Robertson, who got hurt a little bit and they kind of taped his foot up and he was hobbling the whole game. But like, I got like double digit floors from everyone, except I didn't get a single goal and I got two assists from the two guys that, if you showed me like, here's the list of guys who are going to get assists, I would have put them dead last. It ended up being fine in cash, but it was weird to go into a Champions League slate and be like, I mean, I didn't play like overly floor players. I played Zapata in that one and he ended up getting around 10, but I don't know, this one I just feel like the upside of the guys in Wednesday's slate, like we've got Ronaldo against a minnow, apologies to Kiev, but
Kiev,
like,
yeah.
We've got Dortmund playing
Lazio
as a, yeah, but they're still like a decent favorite. I mean, we don't have to deal with Messi again, so I guess we have that going for us, and then obviously like anyone can go off for PSG. And I guess I'll throw in Manchester United in there because it seems like they have PSG's number, but it just feels like full floor games are not going to be enough on Wednesday.
Yeah. I agree. We don't know. Like, I mean, I played mostly floors today, just Muriel, and just because I didn't know what to do with second forward, and I had the salary. But you know, I was, you know, Tauban was terrible. But you know, thanks to Tauban, I could play Darmian, which I probably wouldn't play if it wasn't for him. And the goalie for Midtjylland, finally,
yes,
a decent line. Finally, we arrived. Like a broken watch is right twice a day, right? So
I actually was starting to dream up his 30 burger because they were winning for so long.
Oh, I know. I was like, oh my god, I'm gonna make so much money. Yeah. And then,
oh man.
Oh god.
And really, nobody played him. He was like 7% owned or something like that. And I thought to myself, this is finally, it's going to happen. I mean, he was still fine, but
it's brutal. It's better not to watch the matches. I know you went for Carrasco instead of Payet. Carrasco have a couple of goals, seriously, like a couple of goals he should have made. And one, he decided to pass to no one. And the other one was a good save. And it's like, if the ball goes like 5 inches to one side or the other, it's a goal. It is incredible. And then, you know, Trelica got in a mess again. We can win. We play well, but we can win. So, you know. Anyhow, so tomorrow, yeah. We don't have Messi because we know they're traveling. We don't know if Juventus is going to go full throttle. One problem we have is that, you know, the high-priced guys are expensive. The ones that, you know, like, for example, seeing Mbappe under 9,000 seems enticing. But if he doesn't score, you're gonna hurt. I mean, he hasn't been good so far. So, you know, get lucky with the forwards, I guess. And then, you know, I guess we have some value at midfielder. I think we can finally play our guy. And we might be able to. I don't even know if we want to, but
I was gonna say it's depending if you really actually want to at this point.
Yeah. I mean, at this point he seems like a decent player, and Bruges has something to play.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
we'll get to that. So, just going through quickly, Juventus is the biggest favorite at home against Kiev. Barcelona away to Ferencvaros is next. Then Dortmund at home against Lazio. Bruges at home against Zenit is fairly close. And then PSG, an away favorite against Manchester United. And Chelsea are an away favorite away to Sevilla. The Chelsea-Sevilla match has the lowest total on the slate. I think that's just required when you have Sevilla in a match. And the Juventus one has the second lowest, but I think that's because they're not expecting anything out of Kiev. So just looking at the tables quickly. So we mentioned like Chelsea and Sevilla are level in top of Group E at 10 points. Krasnodar and Rennes, who are not on this slate, they play each other. They're 1 point each, so they cannot... cannot make the round of 16. So Chelsea and Sevilla are just playing for first and second. It's basically that with Dortmund, Lazio. Dortmund's 1 point ahead. Bruges at 4 points. Bruges can still get there. So like they're playing against Zenit. Obviously one of them is probably going to Europa, but Bruges not out of contention for the round of 16. Group G, Barcelona 12 points, Juventus 9, Kiev and Ferencváros 1 point each. And obviously playing the other big teams in there. And then Leipzig and Istanbul play in the early slate. Leipzig level on points with PSG, and Manchester United leads that group. So it's possible PSG could go into the game in third, needing to win at Man United. So obviously you got some motivations there.
Yep.
But the big thing is Ronaldo is 12,000. Against Dynamo Kiev, we said against who did they play in the last one? Ferencváros. This is where Ronaldo likes to pad his Champions League stats. He took two shots in 90 minutes. He scored a goal. I think was it a penalty?
No, it was a shot from inside the box.
That's right.
They were losing. So
They were losing. That's right. He saved them. So. Do you play Ronaldo at 12,000?
You could. I mean, Ronaldo and Haaland are very similar price and very similar odds to score. I think at 12,000 in cash, I mean, you have money this late. It's lets you get some floor plays if you want. So I will say it's gonna be popular. Personally, I think I'm gonna pass. I'm hoping that he doesn't play. I think I'm gonna pass.
I'll fade him if he doesn't play.
I don't know why. I'm gonna do it like a Matt Burn batch today. I'm gonna like the Bruges Zenit game a lot, and it's not gonna work out like the Marseille didn't work out. But he was right with all the other goals, so mm-hmm. you know.
He got Marseille right happened. Today.
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly, I think Ronaldo's gonna be popular. Probably, you know, it's nobody has the ceiling he has. But Juventus hasn't looked good.
Yeah.
And they have struggled. I mean, Kiev is definitely not a good team. We see what Barcelona B team did to them. But they do have some, you know, when they get in the boxes, they're struggling to score. So I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe it's Morata plays, kind of he opens lanes for Ronaldo yeah. better than Dybala. But we'll see the lineups. I think that I presume that maybe Juventus is going to be a little bit different, but we'll see.
Okay. All right. I was going to say, like, we obviously had, like, Papu Gomez go off at halftime today. It does seem with Ronaldo that he never subs off. So yeah. if he starts, you at least have the benefit of
yeah.
a career of playing 90 minutes.
Yeah.
If you don't play Ronaldo, is Neymar the high price target you go for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about Neymar. I mean, PSG against Leipzig looked terrible. I mean, not terrible, but if they fell, I felt they got ahead early and then they sat back yep. and it was worrisome. It was worrisome because, you know, PSG, you say, well, they're going to sit back and then, you know, they have a space for Mbappe to do ruptures or for Di Maria or even Neymar, right? None of that happened.
None,
it was
none.
Awful. But you know, we haven't seen a PSG with Marco Verratti playing, and Marco Verratti, it makes the teams different. So if Verratti plays, I think, and PSG needing the points, which I think they're going to need the points because they're getting in trouble.
Yeah.
They are, I mean, you know, Neymar, well, Neymar can get injured, obviously, but, you know, as a floor and as a ceiling play, I really like Neymar over Ronaldo.
Okay.
And
okay.
with the savings too, so.
So, I mean, every time we consider PSG and particularly Neymar, you have to wonder, you have to look at the difference between not only Neymar and Mbappe. And we said, like, Mbappe is much more of a ceiling play than a floor play.
Yes.
Mbappe, 8,600. But I feel like you play Angel Di Maria way more than most people.
Without a doubt.
And it's 7,900? Yeah. Like, that's...
It's nice.
That's nice, yeah.
Yeah, I like Di Maria as well. I think... at that salary, if you can afford it, it's not a bad price. I mean, especially considering the you know, like other targets you can have are, especially midfielders. I mean, there is not much to pick with a decent floor. Again, you know, PSG needs to win. And Di Maria has been great. I mean, like, he takes a second fiddle position when Neymar plays, but he is still, you know, for our game, and you need crosses and corners and set pieces. He's definitely pretty good. So I like Di Maria. I think someone that you can consider, especially when who is around his price. You have the Sevilla guys at home against, you know, Chelsea. That seems like, you know, the algorithm just taking in consideration the games against Krasnodar.
Yeah.
then you have the Barcelona guys have been higher. But, I mean, like, you know, Griezmann at 7,000. I mean, he's playing better, but just... Can you trust Griezmann
in
your lineup when you have Di Maria or, you know, Dembele, or you don't know who's going to take the set pieces in Barcelona. And, you know, at the end, Braithwaite ends up scoring the goals, but now he's not 4,000 anymore. He's 8,000. So
8.4. It's crazy.
Yes, yeah. He
crazy.
Went back to a crazy price. So around all of that, I like Di Maria. If I not, I will go with Luis Alberto or Callum Hudson-Odoi. It depends on what line now Chelsea plays, right? So, You know, if it's Callum Hudson-Odoi and no one else and take set pieces and on Chelsea, he have a good chance to take set pieces. And, you know, I mean, this might be his game to play because he's not going to play much. I mean, so we'll see what kind of lineup Chelsea pops out. But
so you completely skipped over Dybala.
Oh, I didn't have Dybala in the starting lineup.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to talk with the experience and failure has given me. Juventus last week, last matchup, I stacked then. I put Dybala, I put Ronaldo, I put Dybala over Nkunku. I don't remember who I was going to play, but and it was a disaster.
okay, that's fair.
I like Dybala, and Dybala probably have a decent floor. What I feel is happening with Dybala is like Pirlo is trying to find his system, right? And Dybala is a hard guy to fit. I mean, it was hard to fit for Sarri. It was hard to fit for, what was the guy before Sarri? I forgot his name. The coach, the Juventus coach. I forgot his name. Allegri.
Allegri, yeah.
Yeah, so it was hard for him to fit in with Ronaldo. So it feels like, you know, if Pirlo wants to play with like a 4-2-3-1, it's like Dybala is kind of like odd player. He could play, but I don't know. I think that he's going to be Kulusevski or Bernardeschi. So
okay, that's fair.
We'll see. I mean, I'm not sure. I mean, I think totally random. But if Dybala plays, I mean, definitely in consideration.
Okay.
You know? How much is in? I just don't even put in my.
So do you have a concern with, I guess, the matchups just in terms of like this, and it's very different styles, but like Hudson-Odoi against a Sevilla team that just likes to grind. Like, I guess you could make the case that he could get enough floor points, just enough peripherals, because Chelsea can attack them. But do you think Lazio have the ball enough against Dortmund for Luis Alberto to hit any sort of floor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes. Yes. The answer is yes.
Yes. Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, it's just, you know, Lazio needs the points.
Yeah.
They played tough in the previous matchup. It was tough when they played in Roma, in Italy. It was and Luis Alberto, I don't remember if he was available or not. But you have a guy with set pieces under 7,000 in a probably must win matchup. I mean, Dortmund is a tough team, but Dortmund is not a team that, I mean, if Dortmund is going to have the ball a lot, don't play Erling Haaland, because Haaland without space has been really dreadful. So I'm not sure. I feel that for someone with set pieces and sun upside, not as much as Immobile, but sun upside for 7,000, I mean, you can do worse than that.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, obviously, we're picking straws here. Like, the slate is very dreadful, in my opinion. I mean, if all these guys, you can go Ronaldo and Bernardeschi is your star, and then you forget about everybody else, but, you know, like, we need to talk about other players. So
you mentioned a few times how much you like this Bruges-Zenit match. We've got Sebastian Driussi at 6,500. We have Malcolm at 63. It's possible he starts and takes some set pieces. Do you have any interest in those guys?
I really like Malcolm a lot. I like both of them. Bruges have something to play, but Zenit does do as well. You know, Zenit winning. I mean, they don't have a chance to go to. I mean, the chance to go to Champions League is really small. But you know, a win puts them in a contention for Europa. And you know, Zenit is the current leader of the Russian Premier League, and the team is really good. I mean, Malcolm was. I mean, before Barcelona, when they played in Bordeaux, was amazing. And his last match was good. So, I mean, I have no problem playing him at 6,300. I feel that, you know, like. I mean, Bruges and Zenit are kind of evenly matched, so you will expect something similar to today to Olympiacos Marseille. You just have to get lucky with the guy, right? So, I like both of them. Both of them. I think Malcolm. I mean, considering that Santos, the defender, I forgot his name.
Douglas Santos, yeah.
Douglas Santos, yeah. Douglas Santos is not gonna play. Seems to be injured. You have. An opening there for set pieces for both sides. So you have Malcolm on one side, Druisi in other. So, I mean, like probably they're the cheapest forward you can play. I'm not sure if anyone else is going to be cheaper than the Stars. I mean,
we could get Pedri.
Well, you can get Pedri, right? Yeah, Pedri might be a decent play as well. But you know, I think I like Malcolm over Luis Alberto. And if Ruiz doesn't play, I like Malcolm better.
Yeah,
so
I
would definitely would go Malcolm and,
yeah,
and Neymar.
If one of them starts, that would be fun.
Yeah. I can even play in a midfielder position, so yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Let's get into midfield. Before we do, a quick message from SoRare. SoRare is a global fantasy football game where you can scout and collect officially licensed digital cards of football players. You can compose teams with your cards to compete in weekly tournaments, and if you're a skilled fantasy manager and are ranked well, you can win money and card prizes in every tournament. SoRare is partnered with over 100 football clubs, including PSG, Juventus, and Bayern Munich. Visit SoRare.com, that's SoRare.com, to sign up or use the link in the episode description to receive 10 free cards. I was telling Luis just before this podcast that they came out with an Mbappe unique card. I'm going to have an article this week on the site kind of explaining SoRare and what the unique card is, but somebody bought it for just over $65,000. So that's where the market is right now for possibly the best player in the world over the next decade. So anyway... you were really high on Bruno Fernandes last week, enough so that not that I hadn't considered him as much as I guess I should have, but you convinced me to play him. My hesitation was that he wasn't going to have enough set pieces because Alex Telles was starting. And it turns out that set pieces was such a stupid thing to think about because he scored two goals and, took three chances created. And he was huge. But the way that you were speaking about all the midfield value makes me think that you are not interested in $9,800 Bruno against PSG.
Yeah, I played Dybala over Bruno last time. Yeah, that's money there. Bruno is a grown man.
Yeah.
He definitely is losing set pieces to Telles. He lost it against Southampton, but the guy keeps delivering. You know, just keeps delivering. It feels that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is trying to set up the system so he is the main guy. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the Jack Grealish, like as you were joking, Jack J, right? And not as good looking as him, but
no.
You know, still like a decent looking dude.
Tough, yeah, he is, but that's a tough bar to.
So and then you know, like I think his chemistry with Cavani was amazing. You know, he has two guys that can run out of his passes, and then he have all the top of the box to shoot. It would be great. I hesitate because you know it's a tougher matchup. You know, obviously he's great, but you know I'd rather, you know, it feels that if I'm gonna get a floor, I'm gonna get a better floor from guys like Malcolm. Guys like, you know, Luis Alberto, for example, I feel I can get similar floors, but Bruno keeps scoring. I mean, can he score another two goals? Because, I mean, you need one goal at least to get value at 9,000. So, you know, I don't know. I mean, like last time, I mean, his goal scoring odds were in the 50%, 45%. Now he's down to 35%, which is not bad, but
for midfielder,
I have
really good.
Yeah, for a midfielder, it's great. Like, you know, it's I feel that, you know, PSG is a different animal with Berardi playing. Also, you know, we have seen what Manchester United is more comfortable doing, which is sitting back and countering with their speed on top. So are they going to have enough floor? I mean, he's going to score. I can tell you no. I mean, he's going to score two goals, maybe. You know, I don't know. Anymore, and then it's the Cavani revenge game.
Yes, I was just about to bring that up.
Cavani revenge game, and it's Ander Herrera, Di Maria revenge game all the time, right?
That's right.
You know, it's a lot of revenge in this game, a lot of bad blood. Oh man. Anyhow, but I'm gonna say, you know, to pay that money for Bruno, I mean, I'd rather spend it on Neymar. But that's
okay.
Me.
I
understand that.
I hear you on that. I think. Chelsea is pretty much a decent stay away. So like 8,500 for Ziyech, who doesn't even have a monopoly of set pieces. I don't think that's worth going after, excuse me. And then it gets like really cheap if you ignore the guys who are also forward eligible. Enough so that I think literally the next guy is our guy that we have wanted to play all season and just haven't been. But home against Zenit is the perfect time to play Ruud Vormer. And at 5,800, lock and load, right?
Yeah, Ruud Vormer, lock and load. You know, I mean, I have an affinity for these kind of guys. You know, like last week, in the early slate, like I was the only one that played Benjamin Bourigaud, and he went 30 points against Chelsea. Yep. So you know, these boring guys and take everything. They're my guys. Nice. So for you know, he was like 8,000, 7,000, 8,000, something like that. Finally, his favor and he's under 6,000 signed me up. So yeah, I think that Bormann is a great play. And then you know because who is around him is Ivan Rakitic. You know, he's not taking set pieces. It's hard to trust him. Then you have the Dortmund guys that you know it feels that. I mean, is it gonna be Gio Reyna? Is it gonna be Guerrero? I mean, they take some set pieces. They do all of them do. Then Sancho takes some and. And at the end, is Haaland scored the goals by himself. And he's just, I mean, I like Reyna, obviously, and Vormer, but I feel that Vormer gives me more the monopoly and this and the sense of security that he has. You know, he also averages over 10 points against like you know tougher teams than him. So you know, yeah, sign me up.
He was 7,600 at home against Lazio.
Yeah,
which is just nuts. I think it was an early slate the last time they played Zenit, but like he's 6,800 at home against Dortmund, and yet somehow he's 5,800 at home against Zenit, which is not that they're like a pushover, but like home against Zenit is the easiest game of their Champions League. Like they're not going to get like Bruges is probably the worst team in that group, or Zenit. It's one of these two, and this is the home match that they have, so that's it. I mean, Trincao is 6,300, and they're heavily favored.
Trincao is a great GPP play.
Yeah.
Like if you want to stack Barcelona, so they do something similar to what they did in Kiev, you can do it. I mean, most of them are 6,000-7,000. I mean, it's not a bad price, but it's not a steal. You know, it's not right. not a 4,000. Like
exactly. To be honest, I have zero interest in playing two midfielders in the midfield spots. Like I think there are enough forwards that I like. Unless you're, I think you're eventually going to the point where, and particularly if there are people who are going to try to stack Neymar and Ronaldo, which I think people will definitely try because I think people want to play Neymar and they're scared not to play Ronaldo. So the easiest solution is to play both of them and just find a bunch of cheap clowns that you can play with them.
Yeah.
And that leads you to guys like Verratti at 4,200, Bentancur at 41. Like, there are central midfielders all over the place who probably won't give you anything, but these are the guys you have to look for if you want to pay up at both forward spots. Is there anyone below Vormer that you even want to play?
I mean, I like, as you mentioned Betancourt, which is the Juventus guys. I think it's good. I really like, I mean, I'm going to do the best I can do with the name. He plays for Bruges. He's a right winger. His name is Charles de Cataler. So de Cataler, I mean, sorry, guys. It might not be the right pronunciation. I feel that that's the, you know, he's 4,100. He's Charles. Yeah. And he was very decent against Zenit in St. Petersburg. And, you know, for the price, it's not a bad play. Besides those guys, I mean, it's just flipping a coin. I mean, if you need someone this cheap, I mean, Lucas Leiva maybe give you an assist, Marco Parolo, you know, all those guys, maybe Fred.
Yeah.
I mean,
maybe
I will,
Fred.
I'm with you. I think that, you know, if it might be better to just gamble on defense, like, you know, like, I mean, there's some potential, some value in defense or you know, we could maybe Emerson play something like that. We can talk about defense in a little bit, but you know, like I feel like going. I mean, I don't mind Charles de Cataler, 4,100, but going deeper than that is like God. You know, using Ander Herrera or using Parolo or using Lucas Leiva. It's just hey, You know, it's like using a center back. Might as well just go for a center back. So,
right. Yeah, I think any of the midfielders, and obviously they're a little more expensive, but like Malcolm or Driussi is so much more. Pedri's not even midfield eligible, but Neymar or, you know.
Yeah, but you can put the forward and then, you know, put the other ones there. Yeah,
yeah, I think we're going to see a lot of either three forward lineups. Could be three forward and three defenders. Like, I think there are a decent number of defenders you can play. It just depends on kind of how everybody lines up. But yeah, the midfield range, it's...
Yeah, like Jordan used to be 4,500 against Chelsea. So I can, you know, 4,500 for him makes sense in this particular matchup. Let's see what Chelsea puts out. But, you know, I mean, it's just, it's, I'd rather go, as you mentioned, you know, I'd rather go with the Senate guys or maybe Reina or Guerreiro than, you know, going deeper to this level. It's just dangerous because if you, I mean, if it's a pure GPP play. I mean, if you get the points, great, but, if, you know, more often than not, you will get 2-3 points. So.
Is there, let me see here. Pjanic is not going to start? No, probably not.
We could. I mean, there's an opportunity that Manuel Lazar is going to start as a right winger, but they're having, I mean, I played Fares sometime against Bruges, actually, thinking that he was going to do well. He didn't do well. So, you know, the Italian teams are kind of like struggling in Europe. So, you know, I will try to stay away from them. I mean, unless you have no choice, but, you know.
Yeah, it gets, like, that is really ugly.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I think like a defense you can probably, I mean, there's not a single defender that I'm excited about. I mean, no, I mean, Telles is, I mean, we can talk about defenders.
Yeah, right? let's go.
Yeah. All right, so is Telles and a bunch of dudes.
Yes, okay.
So it's, so.
I thought you were going to tell me that Telles wasn't a play and I was going to be.
No, Telles is great. You know, okay. Telles, I mean, he's the man.
Yeah.
He's the man, and still he is the man. And he's taking some set pieces, especially on the left side. And, you know, I mean, he has no competition for the spot. And, you know, nothing to worry about. I mean, the only worrisome part is like he plays on the side of Mbappe. So they might ask him to stay back a little bit more. That side has been a weak side for Manchester United. So,
yeah, they didn't sign him to play defense.
I feel, but, you know, what probably is going to happen is they're going to play with three center backs. So they're just going to, you know, it's going to do like the Twan Sabi and Lindelof and Maguire or maybe McTominay. He's just going to block that area so he has protection. So, you know, I mean, for under 6,000, I think, you know, he probably can still be a good player still at home. Not a lock, but a decent cash play.
Sure.
So, yeah. I like the, I mean, I saw the lineup for Bruges and they show a three at the back. I mean, you guys want to check that lineup because, I mean, I like Eduardo Ball a lot. He's been great. And if he's going to play three at the back and favor to win, you know, for 4,200 is not a bad play.
Yeah.
Meunier at 4,300 seems like a decent play, you know, now he's defender, back to be defender.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's out.
Oh, he's out? Meunier's out?
Yeah.
So who's going to play right back? It could be Paslak?
Paslak, yeah.
How much is Paslak cheap?
He's got to be cheap, right?
Yeah, he got to be cheap.
4,000? That's not quite as cheap as I was expecting, but that's not bad.
Not the cheapest, not bad.
He flies.
Yeah. So there's, you know, there's Clinton Mata, you know, the Bruges, you know, see who is playing right back or left back and, you know, they're not bad priced. Then, you know, we have Serginho, Dani Alves, this, and, you know, for 5,000 against Ferencváros, I mean, he was amazing.
So, he was.
Yeah, his goal was like Dani Alves-esque. We don't want to pump the guy too much, but, you know, there's talks, then, you know. He reminds the legendary right back.
I don't. UEFA doesn't have him projected to start, but if Cuadrado starts, you have to at least.
Yeah,
think
I don't
about
have it
right?
in my like. How much is he in? Like 6,000.
He's 6,000.
Yeah, that should be a lock if he starts.
Yeah.
Especially if he plays a right wing, which I think might be possible. So yeah. So check lineup. Yeah, obviously. I mean, I just made the mistake. It just. looking at the lineups and straight to filter, because, you know, Trust can give you so much time to think about this late. And, you know, like, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I'm being repetitive, but Yuri Zhirkov at 3,800 is a decent price for potentially the left back that's going to supply, replace Douglas Santos.
Right. For a 39-year-old left back.
Yeah. You know, hey, how old is Navas? How old is Crossing Jesus?
That's true. He's awesome. That's true. I stand corrected.
Yeah. You know, hey, you know, age is just a number. Yeah. As Latin.
Navas is 35. He just turned 35, though. He's a young 35.
Yeah. Well, oh, wow. Messi doesn't look as good, so, but that's another conversation, right? So, you know, I think that, you know, there's some Sevilla doesn't have a left back. So they're going to play probably Karin Rikid. I think you say Rikid. Maybe Reek, mm-hmm. like the Game of Thrones guy, but I'm not sure. So, I mean, he kind of reeks, to be honest. I mean, he used to play center back. And so, you know, he's not a full back. But, you know, I think last match when Escudero went down, he was decent, but obviously Krasnodar doesn't have to deal with Callum Hudson-Odoi and Pulisic. So, you know, still 2,700 for a fullback playing at home. And I feel the Sevilla-Chelsea line might flip. Is Lampard is going to play the puppies? So,
you could.
Yeah. Who else? I like Emerson. He plays. You know, what happened with Marcos Alonso? He's just not going to play ever.
He's just done.
He's done.
I think they tried to send him to Inter because they send everyone there, and they wouldn't take him. So
yeah, Inter is like, oh, they have money. Let's send guys there. Yeah. So it's the new soccer, right? It's like the new soccer. Oh, soccer. Yep. So whatever that means. Florenzi for 4,200 is not bad. I feel that those PSG prices are a little bit depressed.
That is low.
Because you know, they haven't been doing as much. But again, I have a lot of faith on the Italian tiny midfielder, so you know, I shouldn't put all my faith on him. But you know, Florenzi is a guy that, you know, for 4,200, you know, as I say, the defender feels like you throw a dice, and you know, wherever he fails, hopefully you get lucky, like I did with Darmian today.
Oh.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, that Darmian was one that I looked at, and he was like 20. He was over 25% in the $5 single entry. And I looked at all the guys who I consider sharp. You're on the list. And Darmian was on everyone's lineup. And I said, I just flat out missed that one. I didn't even look at him, which was a bummer. Emerson, I don't think you can rule out that he could have set pieces.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he definitely has. And
yeah.
And especially, I mean, he's the only left-footer, right? Because Hudson-Odoi is the righty. So,
yep.
Why is Korsuma so expensive? I don't get it. I mean, he has to be very expensive in APL. It's like,
where is he? 3,700. I mean, he had a goal. That's why.
Oh, yeah, gotcha.
That's that all it takes.
Sense. Yeah.
It was 3 years ago, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was in the Premier League though, not in the Champions League game log there, but I don't know. Yeah, it's. Yeah. I think those are fine.
Yeah, there's not many cheap guys to play. I mean, there's Rikin. I mean, Rikin is of a left back. I mean, he can be decent. Let me see if I can find his stats last match.
Yeah, I just pulled up 2 chances created, 1 cross, 1 shot. Yeah. And he had a yellow card. 3.2 points with the yellow card. So 4.7 without for 2,700. That's pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a happy meal, right? You get what you get, right?
That's so, right. That's right.
Yeah. I don't know what else. I mean, it's like if you find a couple of fullbacks in the 3,000, 4,000 range, and, you know, I think you'll be good. I feel that, you know, PSG not bad depending on the results early. Emerson decent, very decent play, very decent play.
Agreed.
And I'm obviously, I mean, I love Telles. I might not play because I'm probably not get to him, But when you compare Talos to Gio Reyna or to Vormir, it's kind of like in the range, right?
Yep.
So
which we got goalkeeper right for today, which means we're probably going to get it wrong tomorrow. But do you play the guy that's facing Juventus, Barcelona, Lazio, or Bruges?
I'm going to play
Dortmund, not Lazio. Playing against Dortmund, yeah.
I think I like the home guy. I'm going to play the Ferencváros guy.
Dibuts?
Don't mind Strakosha. Yeah, but Dibush, I think Dibush is my favorite.
Okay.
I feel that, I mean, Ferencváros, they have nothing to play. You know, Barcelona guys, I mean.
We did this last time, though, against Barcelona.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was terrible. So, I don't know. Like, you know, I got lucky today, but I feel that, you know, I mean, depends on Juventus lineup. Juventus looks terrible. I mean,
yeah.
Definitely either the Dynamo Kiev goalkeeper or the Ferencváros goalkeeper. If you have money, I feel that David De Gea is not a bad play. If you have money.
He came
or
off.
Or Sevilla goalkeeper.
He trained, though. All right.
Well, it might be, I mean, he came on because it was embarrassing, I guess.
Yeah, it could be Henderson, that's all.
It could be Henderson. I mean, Barkley's not bad, or yeah, I don't know, like everybody. I mean, if you have the money at the end, you know, just spend it on someone else.
And yeah.
Right? I mean, it just makes no sense to me.
Yeah.
I mean, goalkeeper is so stupid.
Yes, agreed.
Oh, my God. I don't get it.
I haven't looked at FanDuel, but I'm imagining FanDuel for either Neto is cheap because the backup keepers are always cheap because Ter Stegen is out.
Yep.
Nubel was like $5 there today, and so was who was the guy who started for Liverpool? Kelleher, was that his name?
Kelleher. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
So
Irish guy.
Always look out for that in FanDuel because they don't price backups like DraftKings does, but. All right. Anyone else?
I have nothing else, man. I mean, let me see. Let me look at my list.
The list of bold players. Who knows?
Maybe you can do an All-American line now. We have Pulisic. We have...
McKennie.
Reina. McKennie. Des. Is Horvath still playing or he's not?
He's not starting.
Mignolet, right?
Yeah, Mignolet. But maybe Horvath starts. Who knows?
Maybe Horvath starts.
But play him anyway. Who cares?
Maybe. Where's the other Barcelona guy? American.
Oh, Conrad.
Conrad de la Fuente.
Yeah, 6,500.
Conrad. Why not Conrad? And I mean, I'm not sure if there is anyone in PSG. Turan is no longer in PSG, right?
No, but they do. They did have somebody, didn't they? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, well.
Hey.
You know, yeah,
we can claim someone.
Yeah,
somebody pass. You know, anyhow. But okay. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, Pulisic might be a good play, right? I mean, he starts. He's slated to start against not a natural fullback. I mean, Pulisic usually plays on that side.
Yeah.
So Hudson-Odoi goes and cuts inside. So, you know, Pulisic. You know, angry Pulisic might be a good play.
Why is he angry?
Because he doesn't play much.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. He can't go too much because he might get hurt. So hopefully that doesn't happen. Anyway,
poor guy.
Anybody has any follow-up for Luis, you can find him on Twitter at Patrickle. You can find me at RotoWire Andrew. Available in the RotoWire Discord as well, which is open for all subscribers. Just go to rotowire.com/chat to join. If you're watching this on YouTube and have liked it, if you could just hit the like button down below. And if you're listening to the regular audio podcast, if you could just rate and review it wherever you listen. It's very helpful to get people to help find the podcast because we're always looking for more people to listen. So, Luis, thank you for that, and good luck on Wednesday.
Good luck, man.
Thank you for listening to the RotoWire Fantasy Soccer Podcast. For more great content, visit rotowire.com/soccer.